Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. The White House plans a $17.4 billion rescue package for the troubled Detroit automakers that avoids bankruptcy that, according to Washington officials, President Bush this morning made the announcement that at 9 a.m. the deal would extend $13.4 billion in loans to General Motors and Chrysler in December and January, with another $4 billion likely in February. The deal, though, is contingent on the companies showing that they are financially viable by March. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading at 86.82, is up 77.74. The NASDAQ, 1577.04, it's now up 25.59. at 1577.96, and the S&P 500 at 893.79 is up 8.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather forecast is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we do have a wintry mess across parts of the Midwest Corn Belt. There's still ice storm warnings and winter storm warnings posted for a large swath now north of the immediate central Illinois area. Although now in central Illinois, we're dealing with some fog as some warm, moist air is coming up from the south and coming over the ice and snow cover. So a dense fog advisory has been issued for many counties in central Illinois, including in our severe weather coverage area, Champaign, Christian, Coles, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Logan, Macon, Moultrie, Piatt, Sangamon, Shelby, and Vermilion counties. Those all under a dense fog advisory until noon. There's still an ice storm warning in effect for Ford, Iroquois, Livingston, and McLean counties until noon, although I think conditions are going to be rapidly improving across those counties, although for some it's a bit too late as far as keeping the power on, as a lot of tree and power line damage with the ice storm across our northern counties overnight. At least the situation should not be getting any worse now. At the top of this past hour, 32 at Kankakee and Bloomington Normal, 36 the reported temperature at Pontiac, although that thermometer may be reading a bit on the warm side, 32 also in Peoria. So we're just getting above freezing across McLean, Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston counties. It's up to 46 in Mattoon, Charleston, 52 in Effingham, so warmer air coming up from the south. The radar showing very little across central portions of Illinois right now. We've been getting some rain outside that's not detected on the radar. What the radar is detecting, though, is quite a bit of snow from east central Iowa, basically from Iowa City eastward. The Quad Cities and Iowa City and I-80 on the southern fringe of that snow, but it's on I-80. So some slippery travel from Iowa City all the way through to LaSalle, Peru, due to snow and some of it coming down hard on I-80 at this time. And north of I-80, a good bit of northern Illinois getting snow. A lot of the freezing rain and sleet up that way has changed to snow, so about 1 to 3 more inches will likely fall across northern Illinois today. There's rain across about the eastern two-thirds to three-quarters of Indiana. It's starting to dry out in far west central and southwestern Indiana. You get to about the northern quarter of that, though, and it's freezing rain. It's still below freezing with 31 at Fort Wayne, 28 at South Bend. So an ice storm in progress over the northern quarter of Indiana at this point. That's all pushing off to the east. The next thing we have to look out for is some bitterly cold air coming into the Midwest, and that's going to be coming in Saturday night into Sunday and Monday, and we are concerned that there could be a little winter kill here and there in the plain states, the hard red winter wheat belt, although probably not a widespread problem with that. Of course, the livestock in the Midwest and central and northern plains will be affected by some snow and cold as well, so it's not the ideal situation there. As you get into the southwestern plains, it's not nearly as big of a deal. There won't be snow and cold there, so some of the big feedlots in Texas and Oklahoma won't be impacted with that. But Sunday morning, it looks like we'll get into the single digits here. It'll be below zero across Iowa and Minnesota, and probably colder than 10 below zero in the Dakotas and much of Nebraska. The area that's maybe potentially threatened by winter kill would be in northwestern Kansas. That's where the snow cover is light to non-existent and the temperature could go a bit below zero. But most of the coldest places, as is typically is the case, will have a snow cover. And there could be a little bit of snow with this cold front Saturday night into Sunday morning, but not a big deal. And then Monday night through Tuesday, there could be a little bit more snow in the upper Midwest, including northern Illinois and northwestern Indiana. Farther south, it'll be rain. So there's going to be some transportation issues at times here over the next week. And in South America, we're going to see a gradual end to the hot weather in Argentina and southern Brazil over the weekend. There may be some scattered showers and thunderstorms with that, and any rain they get will be beneficial. And it looks like the areas that are still most favored for rain are farther north in Brazil. Mato Grosso, Goiás, Minas Gerais, those areas are going to get the best rainfall. But some of the areas farther to the south that have been extremely dry, at least we'll have the opportunity of picking up some rain here over the next several days. It looks like the driest areas will be Mato Grosso do Sul through Paraná. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Are you on the go and want to know how the commodity markets opened or closed? AM 580 Agriculture has a solution with our new Market Analyst Portal. Dial 217-333-3434 to get prices and commodity analysis from the opening and closing bells. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m., giving you market analysis to make smart decisions. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434. Let's check out prices fared in the overnight trade. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 588 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. And the last trade down 9 1/2. Of the board of trade, March wheat opened at 570, down 1 1/2. Last trade down 12 1/4. March corn, 385 1/2, down 4. Last trade down 11. January beans, 864 3/4, down 4 3/4. Last trade down 9. January soybean meal, 265.20, down 110. Last trade down 280. January soybean oil, 30.56, down 14. Last trade down 14. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, what do you make of how the markets might finish the week out, especially given that over the next 2 weeks we're going to have reduced trading?
Well, there's no question about that. It'll be interesting to see if we see any buying coming in at the end. We've certainly seen that every single day this week. And, you know, with the start that we're probably going to have this morning being down because oil's down as much as it has been and the dollar being up, I think we're probably going to be fortunate to close out the week perhaps even with last week. The next 2 weeks are always difficult because of shortened hours, you know, less people around, and so it usually leads to a lot more volatility in the marketplace.
Yeah, the trader mentality in recent sessions is that rallies against $4 are to be sold. Should that to continue, do you think?
Well, I think it is. I think all we've done really is try to establish a new higher range. And in a market that has been beat up as much as this, if it's going to build any type of floor to give it some type of support, you're going to have to see a range, then move to a higher range, and trade that range for a while. Because what you really don't want to see in any kind of market is any strong move up, because a strong move up most of the time leads to a really fast move down.
Mm-hmm. In the beans, I guess what I'm kind of looking at is the weather in South America and possibilities of rain relief over the weekend. Could we be setting ourselves up for a significant move down on Sunday night?
Well, it's possible, although I'll tell you what, I still think that when you look at the bigger picture, the weather doesn't seem to be the driving factor in this market. It continues to be oil. And as the oil goes, the beans will go too. If oil would rebound, we could see beans rebound, and it might be stymied some by some relief down in South America. But I think most of the traders are just focused more on the oil market right now.
All right, then let's go ahead and get your calls for the opening bell, please.
Well, considering the dollar is up and oil is down, I would think that we'll probably be in the range that we were overnight last night, you know, down 10, 11, 12 on corn, probably 9 to 12 on beans, similar on wheat. And when you look at the livestock, cattle are going to be kind of two-sided trade. We've got cattle on feed coming out today, and we've also had a pretty severe storm out in the plains, and hogs are going to be mixed.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.